Call the West Lafayette Employees Council meeting in order. Please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with a copy of the January 9th, 2023 regular business meeting minutes. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, up next is the State of the Village address. I'll present it here. Here we go. While 2022 was met with many challenges brought by supply chain issues and inflation-driven higher costs, it also brought much success to the village, as is detailed below. The fiscal officer, Amy Bourne, put forth great efforts in accomplishing her task, and her efforts are greatly appreciated. During 2022, she implemented direct deposit for all payroll and established positive pay to help prevent check fraud. She attended many trainings, such as annual trainings for public treasurers with the Ohio Municipal League, Ohio Association of Public Treasurers, and many online trainings on OBM, on the proper use and reporting of ARPA money. The ARPA money received to date is $242,625.45. Amy also led the charge of implementing new technology updates and IT providers. From a financial standpoint, we started 2022 with a carryover of $2,039,909.05 and ended the year with a carryover of $2,175,108.45, which is a 6.2% increase from the prior year, due largely to Amy's attention to detail and sound financial management. The general fund had a carryover of $662,567, which is a 3.5% increase from 2021. The 2023 budget is $2,164,269. Goals for 2023 include fostering for the 2021-22 audit and to continue professional development and training. The West Lafayette Police Department, under the management of Chris Walters, consisted of the chief, a captain, one corporal, and one full-time patrolman, and three part-time patrolmen. All officers at the police department are certified by the state of Ohio and declared to be law enforcement officers of the state and conservators of the peace with the authority to arrest. The 2022 Easter egg hunt was moved to Richwood football field this year, which gave a larger area for the 4,000 plus eggs to be spread. There was a record number of children that participated in the Easter egg hunt. In May 2022, the 2021 Dodge Charger all-wheel drive cruiser was put into service. This replaced the Tahoe and returned the police department to three patrol cars. The police department utilizes a 2021 Chevy Silverado, a 2021 Dodge Charger, and a 2016 Ford Explorer to patrol the village. In June, the police department held its first annual West Lafayette PD First Responders Block Party. This free event was held on Oak Street at Burke Park and was open to anyone who wished to attend. The event was geared towards getting the community together and neighbors coming out to visit with neighbors. There were grilled hot dogs, chips, bottled water, popcorn, slushies, and West Lafayette Fire Department made their famous french fries. Mike Bechtel's DJ service, a bounce house, and a balloonist were present to add to the fun. Several area businesses and churches donated to the event. The police department hired 3 part-time officers, Nate Berry, Kevin Sehon, and Wesley Wallace. Ridgewood School District began talks with West Lafayette PD for the school resource officer. After meeting with Superintendent Mike Mazlowski and then the school board, a memorandum of understanding was established and the contract was in place. Corporal Jose Hernandez was awarded the school resource officer. Corporal Hernandez attended a week-long SRO training school near Cincinnati, Ohio, and began his SRO duties in mid-August of 2022. This created a full-time police officer position opening. Part-time police officer Amanda Rossiter, who worked for over a year, accepted the full-time position. The police department purchased a Fuji police bicycle. The bicycle will be utilized during the summer months by Corporal Hernandez during summer break from Ridgewood Schools. Corporal Hernandez will use the bicycle to patrol the village on a tack shift. During the time, there will be an officer patrolling in a marked cruiser. In October, the police department joined forces with the West Lafayette Chamber of Commerce for the annual Halloween party at Ridgewood Middle School Gymnasium. The police department provided food, pumpkins, and gift bags for the party and organized real judges for the Halloween costume contest. Local judges were Judge Blanchard, Judge France, and Magistrate Thornsley. In November of 2022, the police department was deemed compliant with the standards as established by the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board. We thank the village voters for passing the renewal levy for the police department wages. Moving forward in 2023, the police department is looking forward to the annual Easter egg hunt, the WLPD First Responders Block Party, and serving the residents of the village of West Lafayette. The police department's annual report is available for review and are as follows. 4,217 calls for service, 295 reports taken, 58 traffic crashes, 334 traffic stops, 19 civil papers served, 4 warrants served, 14 OVI arrests, and 131 misdemeanor arrests and 4 felony arrests. The West Lafayette Fire Department, led by Chief Damon Gould, currently has 21 members. The department responded to 202 calls for service in 2022. The call groups were as follows: fire, 44 calls; overpressure, explosion, 1 call; rescue, emergency, medical, 55 calls; hazardous condition, no fire, 37 calls; service call, 11 calls; good intent call, 42 calls; false alarm, 9 calls; severe weather, 3 calls. The location of calls: Village of West Lafayette, 57, Lafayette Township, 47, Linton Township, 20, Oxford Township, 33, White Eyes Township, 16, and 29 mutual aid calls. Firefighters volunteered 3,010 hours last year, and fire losses in 2022 was $84,450. Other significant activities in 2022: the 2022 Pierce Enforcer was placed into service on October 29th. The Firefighters Association completed several fundraising activities. Through these activities, we purchased a Hurst strong arm rescue tool for the new engine, a power hose rolling tool for a large diameter hose, and a small John boat for flood water rescues. The department received a grant from the Coshocton Foundation of $5,939.21 to purchase Milwaukee cordless tools for the new engine. We also received multiple other smaller donations, too numerous to list. I'd like to thank Deputy Chief Hill and the Janusian Club for their continued fire prevention outreach in the Ridgewood schools. Instructional pamphlets and donated smoke detectors can allow the residents time to escape a burning structure. We also like to thank the citizens for their continued support of the department through our fundraising activities and levy support. None of this would be possible without you. Thank you for helping us protect you. The village administrator, Tammy Hicks, completed her first year with the village, having completed many objectives. It was a productive year overall. Highlights of the completed projects are as follows. Sewer projects completed with ARPA funds, Indian Circle and 7th Street rear at a cost of $35,000. 401 West Fifth Street removing residential sanitary sewer lateral from the high school lift station at a cost of $23,500. The street department collected 61 boxes of leaves. Salt used was 25 tons. 16 crosswalks repainted using thermoplastic paint that will last longer than latex paint at a cost of $5,020. Replaced sidewalks on Russell Avenue at a cost of $30,933. Resurfaced two sections of alleys with asphalt behind Main Street and behind Russell Avenue at a cost of $34,000. Repaired several catch bases throughout the village. Added three new French drains, two at 5th and Plainfield Road and one at Fair and 4th. Tree limbs and yard debris were cleaned up at Waterworks Park. Paving completed through the OPWC on portions of 4th and Gay Streets. The village was fortunate enough to have their summer employees through Jobs and Family Services and also to hire a new permanent street employee. There were 15 building permits issued for the year, totaling $817.70. There were two sewer tap permits issued for the year, totaling $1,200. Issued invoices for $1,800 for mowing lawns that were in violation of the weed and grass ordinance. Began making repairs to the street garage exterior, including painting. Hired a contractor for roof repair and inside repairs. Issued 22 preliminary citations for violations of code compliance. 30 letters for pool fence violations. The ordinance committee has decided to revisit the ordinance regarding swimming pools. 41 letters for smoke test violations were issued because of smoke testing. Most have been corrected. A follow-up on the remaining is planned for this year. Overall goal for 2023 is to be better than last year to make as many improvements throughout the village infrastructure as possible. There are many projects planned. First, for 2023, the focus will be on two major grants and completing those projects. The Oak Street Storm Sewer Project has been trimmed down and will be completed in phases due to rising costs and materials. It will be going out for bid this month and awarded in February. The Neighborhood Revitalization Grant projects are also going out for bid. The Sewer Outfall Project is still yet to go out for bid due to unforeseen circumstances that arose last year. This project is expected to be ready for bid by at the end of June. Major issues were discovered in 2022 and will need to be addressed in 2023. Breaches exist in the sewer infrastructure at three different locations in the village and must be repaired or replaced. Options for pipelining are being considered, which is much more cost effective, but the village must find funds to complete the project. There is also a sanitary line on the east end of the village that must be moved. Plans are underway for this project, which needs to be completed as soon as possible. Grant options are being researched for funding. Columbia Gas is completing its main line and service line replacement on the east side of the village, and work has begun. Lastly, several street department projects will be completed as well. Sidewalk replacement will continue this year with the goal of with the goal being to finish Russell Avenue. Alley paving will be complete on at least one section. Curb repairs are also will be identified and completed. New crosswalk striping with thermoplastic paint will be added throughout the village. New street name signs and traffic signs will be installed by the village street department. The street garage repair and remodel will be completed. Paving through OPWC includes portions of Kirk Street and Center Street. A major focus will be on code compliance this year, getting properties cleaned up, and communicating with residents and trying to find a suitable solution for those who continue to violate property codes. The goal is to address every property that has violations with commitment and dedication to continuous improvement. All projects will be completed. From the sanitary sewer, Nathan Gress has obtained his class 2 licenses. Now the West Lafayette backup operator of record, wastewater treatment plant treated 58 million gallons of raw sewage and sludge, was belt pressed, and 263 wet tons of sludge was land applied in 2022. The revenue from treating waste from septic collars in 2022 was $5,074.50. At the wastewater treatment plant, sludge digester valves were replaced. A new control panel was installed at the rotary screen. Heat trace lines around the clarifiers were fixed. An infrared thorough scan was done by Hillshire Clark on all electrical equipment. Very few deficiencies were found and corrected. New mega radar meters were installed to track flows in and out of the plant. The forced main that runs from Pearl Valley Cheese to Fresno was jetted to maintain flow. Pearl Valley Cheese lift station also had improvements made to its backup system. Smoke testing was performed throughout the village of West Lafayette sanitary system. Very few deficiencies were found and corrected to reduce infiltration of rainwater being treated at the wastewater treatment plant. Thank you to Village Council for their efforts throughout the year. And a special thank you to all those unnamed village employees for their dedication and effort for the village. A special thank you to the Community Revitalization Committee, headed up by Councilmember Brittany Howe and members Jesse Tubbs, Andrew Schweitzer-Smith, Kim Yoder, Matt Anderson, and Lori Cabot, ordinary citizens who stepped up to the challenge, thinking outside the box and coming up with outstanding suggestions for improvement. I thank you to the fine citizens of the village of West Lafayette for making this a great place to live. We will continue with our efforts to be transparent with live streaming of council meetings and continue making Ohio's online checkbook available on our website. As we end 2022 and step into 2023, the challenges remain, but so does the tenacity to see it through. Respectfully submitted, Stephen R. Gordon for Mayor, Village of West Lafayette. Okay, under correspondence, if I still have a voice, received a letter from the Coshocton Foundation. I had submitted a grant request for preliminary engineering studies for the proposed walking trails over on Plain Hill. Unfortunately, in a letter dated January 16th, they state after careful consideration, regret that your request was not approved. So unfortunately, that was not approved, but we will continue to look for funding opportunities to get those projects up and running. I've asked the village administrator to reach out to several engineering firms to find out what they'd be able to do for us and help us in that respect. Received a card addressed to the mayor and council members. Dan and I want to thank you for paving the alley behind our house. We aren't sure who decides when and where paving is done, but we appreciate that ours was won. Again, thank you sincerely, Charlene and Dan Smith. Got a letter dated January 13th from the Columbia Gas of Ohio. I won't read the entire thing, but dear public officials, on or after February 13th, 2023, Columbia Gas plans to file an application asking the Public Utilities Commission to establish the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration Infrastructure Replacement Program. This rider will recover the infrastructure investment Columbia has made to comply with the PHMSA mega rule. The rates associated with this rider will also be based on the billing detriments and revenue requirement authorized by the commission in Columbia's most recent rate proceedings, PUC case number 21-0637-GA-AIR. Columbia Gas will be continuing the rate design approval in that case. So if anyone else wants to read the balance of the letter, it's available. Received an invitation from the village of New Cumberstown. You're invited to help us celebrate our new location on February 9th, 2023 from 47 through 8 South College Street in Cumberstown, Ohio. It's beside Riesbeck's Food Market, so they're doing an open house of their new council chambers and offices. And then finally, received a letter from the Ohio Municipal League establishing the 2023-2024 public policy agenda, and it's here if anyone would like to review that. I don't believe there are any citizens' comments tonight. We'll jump into reports. Fire, Damon, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, I just want to bring up.
Well, we talked about the safety meeting last week. I met with safety committee last week and discussed our plans for allowing firefighters to put lights and sirens on our privately owned vehicles. We've also sent a copy of that to Joel. Technically, I guess I don't need council's approval to do this. I can do it on my own, but I'm still going to ask for approval from the council so we're all on the same page and it's nice and transparent. If anybody hasn't seen a copy of the SOP, I've got some extras if you want one. But just like council to discuss that and make a motion and just approve it so it's on the records.
Just FYI, we all were in agreement on approving it in the committee, out of committee, so Damon's got it pretty laid out there. I think his guys will understand the rules and regulations and consequences pretty black and white. You were there.
I was over here, yeah.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Joel, do you have anything to say about it?
No.
Okay.
Any questions? Brittany, you were the only one. You and Christy were the only ones that weren't there.
No questions.
Okay.
No.
Well,
entertain a motion to approve the SOP.
I'll make a motion we approve the that
SOP.
SOP.
Second.
POS and all that guys.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you're in charge. It's in your ball park.
I am anyway.
Fiscal officer, Amy.
First off, we'll go over the legislation that we have on the agenda tonight. Just a little bit of a backstory before I go over these two pieces that I have to present. The meeting with the mayor and the police chief and discussing the desperate need that we have for police officers. So we have a full-time vacancy right now, and the police chief, you know, we've been putting advertisements out for that and just have not had any luck with getting anybody to apply. So we've been brainstorming, trying to think of ways to entice people to apply, and we are, and with this ordinance that I have in front of you, our pay and benefit ordinance, some changes that we made to that is to, for all of the different titles that we have underneath the police department, we've increased each of those base pays by $2 an hour. We've also looked at the, so that's outlined on the very first page, to all of the police officers, including the police chief, an additional $2 an hour. The administrative assistant, who works under the police chief mainly, gave her an increase of 75 cents an hour. Underneath the pension part of it, all of the full-time police officers contribute to have a decent higher benefit pension plan, and we've been the breakdown for that as far as the contributions is that The village has been contributing 19.5% of the employee's gross pay, and the employee has payroll deducted 12.25% to go towards their pension. So as an additional benefit, we've changed that to pay an extra 5% of the police officer's pension to the police and fire. So that would make 24.5% of the village would cover, and 7.25% that would be payroll deducted for the employees. And to go along with that is another resolution that I have on the table, 2023-06. High police and fire pension require a resolution on file just to state council's approval of doing that extra 5%, and just outlines, you know, how that's going to be done. We want to make that effective January 29th. That happens to be the beginning of the next reporting period, and it's just going to make things a lot easier to define things and make everything effective on that date. Also, in the pain and benefit ordinance, another change that we made, something that came up this year with the holidays falling on weekends this year, something that came up with the police officers, that was some of the wording that we had in there for the holiday premium pay to be paid. It was marked that it would be paid for 8 hours, you know, typically a regular 9-5, Monday through Friday, employee works an 8-hour day, and that's what our holiday hours are paid. But when you have a police officer who's working a 12-hour shift, and they're only getting paid 30 hours of holiday premium pay, that doesn't make sense. So just to be fair across the board, we're going to be paying the police officers for a 24-hour period, regardless if it's two officers working 12 hours or three officers working 8 hours. So we wanted to modify the wording for that to make sure that it was clear that anybody that's working on holiday gets that holiday premium pay that would be for the total hours that they work. So that's the other change that we had in there. And do you have any comments
or
anything that you
want
to speak to as far as that and discussions
we've
had?
No, I think you've covered it quite well. I think it's something that needs to be done. We have to be postured to retain and recruit police officers. And if you look around, basically the municipality surrounding us, they're struggling. That's our we, and we need to be competitive. And currently we are not.
So in addition to that, I'm going to ask council if you would consider waiving the three readings on both of those for ordinance 2023-04 for the pay and benefit ordinance and ordinance 2023-06 for the pickup. And if that gets passed tonight, I'm going to request after those have been passed if you would consider by way of all those approving to retro pay the officers that did work the holidays, the recent holidays from the very first payroll of the year here, because they were only paid their premium pay for the 8 hours, and they were on the 12-hour shifts to compensate for the short shortage that we have with the officers right now. That's the legislation. Bills have been passed around for approval. The only other thing I want to throw out there is just to remind residents that, you know, with tax filing season being in full swing right now, that if you live inside village city limits, you are required, there's mandatory filing for village taxes, even if you don't owe anything. So you can do that at RitaOhio.com online, and the deadline to file this year is April 18th.
Go ahead. Okay, nothing from police solicitor. Joel, you have any reports tonight?
Other than I had a conversation with Bob Ware recently, so we have an answer in shirts. I was under the impression he was withdrawing when he told me that's what he was doing, but he has not withdrawn yet. He said he's filed an answer. So our hearing is currently set for February 27th. It'll go through mandatory mediation before that. So as far as a schedule on things, I mean, it's progressing as court cases do.
Okay. Village Administrator, Tammy.
I just have a few things quickly. Preliminary citations for property code violations have gone out in the mail to property owners, and it's for violations such as unsightly or unsanitary properties, dilapidated structures, and also for junk vehicles. And if anyone out there is in receipt of one of those and they have any questions, please contact the administrator. administration office. I also would like to post some of the notices on the ordinances on the website too, or the Facebook page for us. They are on the website. I have a report from the CDC of Ohio on the Oak Street storm sewer project. That was pushed back again. It was supposed to be advertised in January, and it will not be advertised until the 2nd of February and the 9th of February, those 2 weeks. The bid opening and award will be the 22nd of February. And then the engineering for the remaining neighborhood revitalization projects is set to be complete by the end of February. And I believe that's going to be ready for early summer to get that out and underway. And the last thing, there's a few updates on Ordinance 2023-05, amending the permitting and regulating of the septage hauling. It's just to change some wording to include "or wastewater hauler," where it refers to septage haulers. And that's all I have.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Committee reports, buildings and property.
We met on the 12th. We discussed a property at 595 North George Street as pertaining to trash, yard waste, and junk vehicles. We approved Tammy to go ahead and work with Joel to issue citations for these violations, and sounds like she's done that.
Okay. Community and business development.
Nothing tonight.
Community relations.
Nothing tonight.
Finance.
Nothing tonight.
Nothing from the fire dependency board that I'm aware of. Ordinance?
We met on the 16th. We discussed the parent benefits ordinance that is in front of you for approval tonight, and also the septic hauler ordinance. And that is it.
Okay. Park board?
Nothing tonight.
Planning commission, Ron?
Nothing I know of right now.
Okay. Anything from the county?
They changed the meeting from Monday to Tuesday, and I couldn't go, so.
Okay. Public safety.
We met on the 16th, discussed the SOP provided by the chief that we just approved, and that's it.
Public works.
Nothing tonight.
Public records protection, nothing from rules. Let's take care of the legislation. First up, this does contain an emergency clause, and you've been asked to enact that. If you are so willing to do so. Ordinance 2023-04, an ordinance establishing the 2023 pay and benefit schedule for the Village of West Lafayette, and repealing ordinances, and resolutions in conflict therewith, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for Ordinance 2023-04.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Lass?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt 2023-04.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lass?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Okay, up next, this will go for three full readings. This is the first reading, Ordinance 2023-05. Hang on just a minute. Is there a specific title for this one? Ordinance 2023-05, an ordinance amending, permitting, and regulating the receipt and discharge of approved hauled domestic and/or industrial commercial septic and/or wastewater at the Village of West Lafayette wastewater treatment plant, declaring an emergency. Thank you. That's the first reading.
See what happened when you let him go on vacation.
All right, up next, this does contain the emergency clause, and you've been asked to enact that tonight. Ordinance 2023-06. Ohio Police and Fire Pension Pickup Resolution of Council of the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, Coshocton, or West Lafayette, Coshocton County, Ohio.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for Ordinance 2023-06.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Move to adopt 2023-06.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have any other business to bring before council. Any committee meetings to be scheduled?
We need to. Yeah.
I'm just going to request council, as I spoke to my department board, if you would consider approving the retro pay of the police officers that worked those extra hours for payroll one.
I'll make a motion to retro pay the police officers for the holiday premium pay that they had for the hours they worked, extra hours that they worked.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bauer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now are there any committee meetings?
Finance, February 13th at 6:30.
Anybody else?
Tammy, were you wanting something?
Did I miss 2023-04 that we read through that one?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it, I'm sorry.
We're doing three readings.
Five.
Yeah.
One, three, and seven, six.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Going twice, three times, we're done. Finance, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. That's it. Bills been around?
Yes, sir.
Motion to pay the bills?
Motion to approve the bills. Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
If there's no other business, come before council, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
We adjourn.
People?
Yes.